because we live in an infinite, incomprehensible universe, and because God by nature is unknowable, you know, to me, I think being able to learn about different cultures and different ways of understanding God helps us just get a glimmer of what an infinite, eternal God is like. And we'll never understand God. We may have an understanding of God, for sure, but none of us will ever understand God because God is by nature unknowable. We can't conceive it. And I'm going to show you a picture. And this picture, I think, is really important. To ask the pastor, may the truth is one love thy neighbor, really says it. It's more about unconditional love. Now, this picture, I think, is real important. Does anyone know what it's of?
Spacecraft.
Space, for sure.
Sort of.
What this is, there's a little spot in space when the Hubble is up there, and scientists saw this little square, like the size of our finger, like this thumb, held up against the sky. You know, it was a little tiny spot, had nothing in it, nothing, just blackness. And so the scientists said, what would happen if we aimed the Hubble at that empty space? And left it, like did a time-lapse photography of that space for 2 weeks. And that's what they did. They took a little picture of this empty spot of space and just kept photographing steady for 2 weeks. This is what came out of it. And do you know what these are? These are galaxies. And in one galaxy,
each light,
there's over 10,000 lights in this picture. In the sky, in our sky, that's as big as your thumbnail, 10,000 galaxies. And do you know how many stars are in a galaxy? Trillions. Trillions. And each star could have 10 planets around it. Multiple trillions, you know? And that's just a little tiny piece of the sky, like that big. So, what is infinite? And scientists tell us that the universe we live in is part of a multiverse. So this is just one universe we live in. When we think about God, we need to understand how big God is, you know, how unknowable God is, and also, like, scientists believe, and this is an absolute truth, scientists believe, quantum scientists believe, that the universe that we live in has its foundation in consciousness. And they talk about that as if that's a scientific thing. But what that means is it means that the universe is a thought form. It's a thought. And whose thought is it? It comes from the mind of God. You know? So scientists not only understand but reinforce the awareness that the universe's foundation is consciousness, that it's a thought, and that things happen in the universe not because of not we don't understand it all. Like, there was a time when they thought the atom was the smallest element. There was a time when they thought antimatter could not exist. There was a time, I could give you 100 things like that. We've learned that all those things can exist and do exist. The problem is we don't know what we don't know. Do you know? But the nice thing is that we're slowly learning stuff. And science and spirituality, religion, are coming closer together. And really, all scientists are, and I say this when they say, oh, religion is nonsense and stuff. Really, it's just a different religion. That's the truth of it. So it's understanding that. And so nobody has the right answer, because there is no right answer in an infinite universe. Like, there can't be. All things are possible. And that's a foundation, kind of what I understand. Okay.